How's your spirit this morning? Okay, we're going to work a little bit by setting our frequency. We set our intention and our frequency on the right frequency to be creative. We're going to activate your clairvoyance this morning. It means clear viewing. The ability to see what's true. The ability to look from the eye of spirit to the eye of spirit. What we're learning in Heart's Desire is that everything is available. You just have to shift your perception to begin to access it. It's all there. It's not like you have to go out and find it and grab it and struggle. It's all there. It has to change as your vibration. It changes your frequency. So we're going to set the intention this morning by inviting you to elevate your frequency. Pay attention to your resistance. Resistance shows up in a lot of funny ways. You can leave and all of a sudden get worried. I might not get it, or I got it, but I won't keep it. Or I didn't get it, they got it, and I didn't get it. All of that's resistance. How about they got it and I don't want it? All of that, because what we're doing is we're inviting you to change. And all change is stressful. All change is a little bit stressful. There's a little bit of, you have to let go and trust, and you have to be aware of that energy and use it as fuel. Don't deny it. Use it as fuel. So recognize is inviting you to change in ways that you worry or may wonder, I won't get, or I don't want to get, or I don't want to get it that way, I want to get it this way. Just notice. And notice with your next breath, just breathe it out. Just let it go. Just notice. We create in the heart, and we need to create through the frequency. A vibration, and one of the things that we set vibration with is our throat chakra. What frequency do you express on? What frequency do you put your communication into the world, into the guides? On what frequency? Do you work with the frequency of the heart, or do you work with the frequency of defense and fear, or yesterday or tomorrow? What's the frequency? So I want you to learn to adjust and become very connected to the frequency of your heart and your spirit. Because when you communicate from your heart and your spirit, you have immediate access to the entire universe. When you communicate on the frequency of your intellect or your fears or your sentimentality or your emotions or your mind, all you do is loop it back to self. It's called a vicious cycle. You just keep looping it back to self, and you'll get tired and frustrated, but you won't create something new. In order to create something new, you have to do something different. So where your life is working, okay, keep doing that. But where there are areas that it's not working, are you open to trying something new? Just try it. So we're going to work again with opening the frequency of the heart and learning to express on a higher vibration. We're going to open the heart chakra, open the throat chakra, and then we're going to move it up and we're going to open and activate the third eye. Because part of your ability to create is the capacity to see opportunity, to actually see past appearances and see openings, see your moments. The universe keeps laying it at your feet, but if you can't see it, you're going to walk right past it. So we have to begin to activate these upper chakras. And part of the reason you're not creating what you want effectively is you can't see it. You just can't see it. So if you open the eye with the intention, I'm going to learn to see it. I want to see it. I want to see my opportunity. You have to open and look, begin to look that it's all spirit. There's no story. It's all spirit. And another way to say it is it's all theater. It's just all theater. And you can change the script. It's all theater. It's all the theater of spirit. And when you begin to see possibility, you can attract it. But until you can see it, you can't attract it. You can't. That's how it works. It's like the Rubik's Cube. It'll only go the way it goes. You have to learn how to go with the way it goes. So we're going to set our intention again. Many of you have lost your spirit for various reasons and for whatever. You stopped singing. You stopped dancing. Your spirit left. We can't create without your spirit. You got to call your spirit home. And some of you have actually locked your spirit out. And it's knocking on the door, and your ego's got the go away sign, and it's like a pit bull going, don't bother me. So we're going to invite you again to activate the frequency of your spirit and to understand your ego does not create. Your ego does not create, even if it's clever. You know, a poodle is only one chromosome away from a human being, but it's not a human being. You know? So you have to think about the ego can be pretty clever, but it's that one chromosome away from spirit. So even if you're really bright and you figure it out and you like thinking and you like strategizing and controlling and you think that's working for you, you're one shift away from a whole new constellation. But are you willing to move into that vibration? You'll have to give up the frequency you're used to, which might be sadness. That might be a frequency, or isolation. Maybe that frequency, or the frequency of irritation. I find that frequency very common. Irritation, impatience, annoyance, depression. It's one chromosome, that's all ego. You're one chromosome away from a different experience. It starts in the heart. You have to call your spirit home. Is your spirit home? Is your spirit home today? If it's not, don't get afraid. We'll give you a way to call it back. But check in. Is my spirit home? Is my spirit home? My sister was on a trip with her husband and a bunch of people to China about 2 years ago. She just wasn't enjoying it. Everybody was having the adventure, but it wasn't resonating with her. And finally, like on the 10th day of a 14-day trip, the light was going out and out and out, and her husband finally said, what's the matter with you? She said, my spirit went home. I want my body to go too. I left. I'm not here. My spirit left. I'm done. And see, when your spirit, if your spirit's not present, you're not, and I want to make one more mention. You have to call your spirit home, but I'm telling you, when you don't, and when you lock your spirit out, you create a very negative vortex around you. So the people around you who might be having a good time or might be having fun, they walk into your energy and it's like, oh, what happened? You know, so I feel, and my guides are telling me, it's very important to start making you aware that you affect the whole. That you affect the whole. That not one of you is sitting here and not influencing the whole. And as long as you work from the ego, the frequency in your vortex, in your world, in your vibration is going to be compromised. You're the poopy diaper in the room. Yep, it's you. And though you wonder why your life feels like a stink pot, well, you're sitting on it. So I really want you to really be mindful. You know, I don't think many of us think about that very often. You think about it, but I want you to flip that. When you're working from the good vibe of spirit, do you know that people will come out of the woodwork to help you? They just want to, because that frequency is so high. So if you start raising the vibration, you have to create from a higher vibration. And I want you to get, if you get nothing this weekend but that, you got it. Honestly, if you can just move up and get used to living in a higher vibration, it's easy. It's open. That's joyful. That's it's not about, I hope joy chooses me. It's like, you know what? My mom always said, the situation is critical, but never serious. It's theater. And this is from a woman who lost her family, lost her hearing, lost her parents, was raised in a concentration camp. So I think we can listen. I mean, it's not like she hasn't faced every demon of horror, so we can listen. I've noticed the people who have faced the worst, one of my dearest colleagues, Immaculée, who was in Rwanda, and her whole family was slaughtered before her eyes and lived in a bathroom with others for a year, where they would put crumbs under the door and they had to split them and couldn't make a sound. Is the most loving person I know. Because it's a choice. It's not something that you will subscribe to because life does what you want. It's that you subscribe to it, and then life will give you what you want. But you have to start with that frequency. And if you're in a withholding, judgmental, negative, isolated frequency, you might have all the tools, but you won't have the mojo. I'm trying to give you the mojo. And the mojo is to work from a high frequency, to choose to live in a high frequency, then use the tools. But you got to have the mojo. Okay, so I'm going to give you a way to get the mojo this morning. Take a breath. Listen.
See past appearances, I see the what is true. I see past illusion to the sacred heart of you. I see past confusions, I see the good in you. I see past all judgments to the one and only truth. Sacred heart of you. I see past confusion. I see the good in you. I see past all judgments to that one and only truth. I am
blessed.
I am
divine.
I am
beautiful.
I am
holy.
I am
graceful.
I am
magic.
I am
sweetness.
I am
and fire.
I see past appearances. I see the what is true. See past illusions to this sacred heart of you. I see past confusions. I see the good in you. I see past all judgments to this one and only truth. I am
light.
I see the what is true. see past illusions to the sacred heart of you. See past confusion, I see the good in you. I see past all judgments to the one and only truth. I am
light.
I am
joy.
I am
sacred.
I am
courage.
I am
beautiful.
I am
magic.
I am
present.
I am
and eternal.
See past appearances. I see the what is true. I see past illusions to the sacred heart of you. I see past confusions. I see the good in you. I see past all judgments to that one and only truth. I am
beautiful.
I am
holy.
I am
surprising.
I am
delightful.
I
is a song to sing to yourself. So we will set the intention for our creation today by you singing to yourself. You know the words now. And this is the song to call your spirit home. And welcome your spirit home. Welcome your spirit home as though you were welcoming company. Do you remember when you were little and your parents would get ready for company? Do you remember what you would do? You would clean the house and put out the best china. Do you remember? And you would go buy the greatest food and you'd wear your best clothes and you'd be excited. You'd be excited. Your own spirit. So get ready, prepare, and be a good host to the divine company in your heart.
See past appearances, I see the what is true. See past illusions to the sacred heart of you. Confusion, I see past confusion, good in you. I see the good in you. Judgments, I see past all judgments to the one and only truth. I am
divine.
I am
holy.
I am
perfect.
I am
fire.
I am
messy.
I am
spicy.
I am
surprising.
I am
holy.
See past appearances true. See the what is true. Illusion. See past illusions to the sacred heart of you. Confusion. I see past confusion, good in you. I see the good in you. Judgments. I see past judgments to the one and only truth.
Call your spirit home.
I am
holy.
I am
light filled.
I am
creator.
I am
magic.
I am
present.
I am
free.
I am
sacred.
I am
divine.
See past appearances, what is true. See the what is true illusion. I see past illusions to the sacred heart of you. Confusion. I see past confusion. Good. I see the good in you. Judgments. I see past all judgments to the one and only true.
Claim your spirit.
I am
holy.
I am
light.
I am
free.
See past illusions to the sacred heart of you.
And bless your mess.
I see past confusion. I see the good in you.
Love your light.
I see past all judgments to the one and only.
And remember
truth.
Who you are.
I am
holy.
I am
divine.
I
remember,
I
and I live my light.
I
live my spirit, and I love my spirit. And there is only one spirit. There is only one spirit. There's only one spirit.
See past appearances.
The spirit in me
see
honors the spirit.
Is true.
Spirit in me honors the spirit in you.
To the sacred heart.
The spirit in me honors the spirit in me, and the spirit in me honors the spirit.
See
in
past
you.
Confusions. I see
fill that
the
spirit
good in, you.
In your light. Bring it in.
I see past all judgments to the one and only true.
Bring it in.
I am.
Bring it in.
I am.
Bring it in. To what the vibration of peace feels like. Pay attention to the clarity that comes with peace. Notice how all the energy that's stirred up when quiet becomes available to serve you instead of for you to try to contain it.